Throughout the campaign, from my conversations with people, very few people were volunteering what way they were voting initially, but it was very clear that it was going to be very, very close in Donegal. And one thing that I observed throughout it was that people were treating this as a very private and a very personal decision and personal matter. And interestingly, the people who were volunteering to me which way they'd be voting were men over 60, and that was surprising. And I was getting very little feedback from different genders, from women and from younger people as well.
But we have to look at this as a national, because it is a national vote and it's a resounding yes. What do you put that down to on a national scale?
Well, look, there were hard conversations over the last 35 years since the 1983 referendum. I wasn't one of the people that voted in that 1983 referendum, but it's always been there. And every election that I've run since 1999, be it a local election or national election, the discussions came up about the repealing of the 8th. From the outset, I've always said that I had an issue with it being in the Constitution. I also expressed my reservations around the 12 weeks. And I believe once this gets the stage of legislation goes through the Dáil, I think people and politicians will reflect on people, whether it's in the minority or not, people who voted no and try to bring people with them.
Could the likes of yourself have done more? You were pretty quiet. I don't know. You certainly weren't around much in the media. I don't know what you did on the ground. But if this is a no, I suppose we could look at people like yourself, you know, government representatives, and ask, did you do enough?
Look, I was clear from the outset, and especially when, like, I am the party whip for the party, and I would have expressed my strong belief that there shouldn't be the whip on this issue. It's a matter of conscience. And I was like everybody else, the same as yourself, Greg. I had one vote, and I treated that very, very circumspect, and I wasn't going to put my beliefs on to people. Now, I let people know in the last week what way I was going, but I also did it with the caution that that we don't want a regime in this country where we have unlimited access to abortion, and I'm still of that belief. And when this goes through the Dáil over the next few months before the end of the year, I'll be obviously still thinking on those important points.